Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. Listeners to World Ocean Radio, even after over 435 editions, may actually not know what the World Ocean Observatory is. It was founded in 2005 as a recommendation of a 1998 independent commission on the future of the ocean, and was designed to be a central global observatory and place of exchange for ocean information, education, and public discourse. Its mission is to expand public awareness of the implication of the ocean for the future of human survival, to serve as an independent forum and focus for ocean affairs, to advocate for the ocean through an open, worldwide network of communications, and to provide a window on the future of the ocean for the general public and decision makers around the world. The premises are as follows. All life depends on the ocean for water, food, energy, climate, transport, vitality, and survival. The ocean is an interconnected global ecosystem that integrates natural process, habitat, and species with human intervention and impacts. The ocean is a comprehensive social system that integrates human need for fresh water, food, energy, health, transport, and recreation. The ocean is a complex political system that integrates nations and connects people through economic interests, cultural traditions, and cooperative governance. The ocean evinces today a critical shift from abundance to scarcity and from accommodation to conflict. The ocean is viewed today as a place apart, its significance fundamentally misunderstood and critically ignored at most levels of society. The ocean demands a new information service that meets the needs of an inquisitive public and transcends efforts of governments, research organizations, national interest groups, and non-governmental organizations with more narrowly defined environmental agendas. Our goal, then, is to build a World Ocean Observatory, worldoceanobservatory.org, a virtual educational initiative incorporating ocean information into exhibits, educational innovations, public programs, and informational services, and to share these resources through partnerships in existing museums, science centers, aquaria, libraries, NGOs, school, and other educational institutions, reaching audience around the world with the greatest effect and economy of scale. Our strategies are as follows. To be both virtual and physical. To communicate globally from a center here on the coast of Maine. To be both reactive and proactive. To be both retrospective and prospective. To exploit the efficiency of partnerships and existing structures. To reach a differentiated audience locally and worldwide. To effect the intergenerational transfer of knowledge. To be science-based and humanities-driven. To be non-litigious, independent, and apolitical. To advocate through information and education. To promote civil discourse, peace, and security on the ocean. We do this through various communications tools. We have our website, now visited by over 1.5 million people per annum. We have World Ocean Radio, which is now syndicated throughout the United States, Australia, New Zealand, Hong Kong, and through internet radio on both coasts of Africa. Many of those editions are translated into other languages, including Swahili. We have an ocean directory. We have a huge collection of curriculum for marine educators and science educators and the general public. We have a digital magazine, World Ocean Journal. Last issue was based on the ocean and fresh water. The issue now in preparation is on the ocean and human health. We have a World Ocean Forum where outside experts contribute pieces which we then circulate through our various networks of social media. Social media, indeed, is a very large part of what we do. Just this week, we reached over 500,000 followers on Facebook alone. And with the follow-on audience for radio, the magazine, the social media, we can, in fact, reach possibly millions around the world, constituting a vast new community of citizens of the ocean. Listening to this, you are one of a vast group of people worldwide who understand that the sustainable ocean is the absolute necessity for human survival. Join us. Spread the word. Share World Ocean Radio. Share our site with your friends and neighbors and all others who understand that without the ocean, we are nothing. In fact, The sea connects all things. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is produced by the World Ocean Observatory in association with WERU-FM, Blue Hill, Maine. World Ocean Radio is distributed by the Public Radio Exchange and the Pacifica Network. Find our podcast on iTunes and at worldoceanobservatory.org.